Chapter 36.
Sparks in the dark. Circuits pop and fizzle. Panels swing, hanging by loose wires. A haze of smoke fills the air. Smells duel for supremacy. The stink of hot metal. The odor of melting plastic. A third stench, electric ozone. Light comes in from outside. Garish, bright, artificial light. Nora groans and lifts her chest off the uneven ground. She tries to figure out what happened, but it doesn't take her long to realize, because she's been in this situation too many times before. We crash-landed.
Underneath her, Temin lies unmoving.
Oh no! Temin! Temin! She pulls him up, and he suddenly draws a sharp breath, his eyes fluttering open. She laughs and pulls him close.
Ow!
He says. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Not now, she says. Later. Now we have to... Someone moves through the space. Nora's eyes adjust, and she sees Jazz stalking through the ruined room, emerging from a whirl of black smoke. She stands over a body, points the blaster down, and fires. The blue pulse from a stun charge warbles in the air. Whoever is lying there shudders and goes slack. Jazz looks over, sees Nora. She reaches out a hand and helps her up, then Temin. To the boy, the bounty hunter says,
You're late. Jazz, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean... Stop there. We're fine.
From behind them, a cough and sputter before Sinjir says,
Yes, please. I'm not dead, but I may yet choke on your rank sentimentality. I cannot say for sure exactly what happened, but I'd put considerable credits down on a bet that says we should not dally.
You talk a lot for not dallying,
Jazz says.
And you certainly do love an unnecessary retort,
Nora interrupts.
Focus up, crew. What's our status?
We crashed,
says Jazz.
Obviously.
She gestures with her foot by way of a gentle kick.
That body belongs to Advisor Yupta Shu. Now stunned. I also secure Jilia Shale, the general.
She points, and Nora can make out a crumpled shape.
Beyond her is Crassus. He didn't make it. Along with most of these stormtroopers.
One starts to stir, and she fires a stun blast at him. He thumps back down to the ground with a gurgled groan.
And Pandion?
Gone.
Nora nods.
Come on.
They step toward the back of the room, and together they push on a scrap of metal.
That's where the light's coming in.
And collectively they peel back part of the hull.
Enough for them to slip through.
Out there, the bay entrance. A rectangle looking out into space. And onto a space battle. New Republic ships launch a fusillade from their cannons. The darkness is lit up with the vigor of war. In here, in Imperial Star Destroyer Bay, alarms go off. The entire ship rumbles and vibrates. A TIE interceptor screams past the bay entrance, chased by a pair of arrowhead-shaped A-wings.
Nora thinks, I want to be out there.
An odd feeling. A scared feeling, but eager and hungry for it just the same.
Look,
Temin says. She follows him, pointing. At the other end of the bay, a line of Lambda-class shuttles and a pair of TIE fighters. One of the shuttles lifts up off the ground.
You, Nora points to Jazz. Take the others. Get your bounties and haul them on board one of those shuttles. You can fly it, right?
Jazz nods.
Not as well as you, I wager. But yes, I'm capable.
Capable,
Sinjir says.
There's that word again.
You help her, Sinjir. Temin, I need you to do something real important. Are you listening?
Okay. Say the word.
Go back inside that yacht. Find Captain Wedge Antilles. You hear me? Find him and get him out.
Please let him be okay after all this.
Temin asks,
Mom, what are you doing?
I'm going to take one of those TIE fighters, and I'm going after whoever that is. She points to the shuttle as it roars toward them, its cannons firing. She pulls the others down behind the wreckage of the yacht as the laser blasts stitch a line of craters along the docking bay floor before the shuttles race toward the exit and off into space. Nora wastes no time, because there is no time to waste. She's up on her feet, hard charging toward the TIE fighters. She hears her son calling for her, asking her not to leave, asking her not to die, telling her to let it go. But she knows she can't. She knows who she is and what she does. And this is it. It's time to fly once more.